The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
WTC Minneapolis St. Paul, FM 107.5, K298 CO Minneapolis, Intelligent Radio.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew. In Washington, three people are dead after gunfire erupted in a suburban Philadelphia township, prompting authorities to warn residents to hunker down in their homes and forcing the cancellation of St. Patrick's Day parade, as well as a children's theme park. Steve Shive lives nearby and says he thinks he saw the suspect's car and the police not far behind.
I was walking across the street and I saw this car coming down. It seemed like he was doing about 80 miles an hour. And so I got up on the, you know, on this part of the curb, and he came right around the corner right as I stepped up on the curb.
Officials in the neighboring Falls Township said that three victims had indeed been shot to death. Former U.S. Senator Jim Talent says President Biden's vacillating support for Israel is prolonging the war in Gaza. He says it's encouraging Hamas not to release hostages. This is SRN News.
Charlie Kirk believes we're seeing unprecedented behavior.
This is not an exaggeration. This is not hyperbole. This is an attempt to nullify the United States Constitution. This is not justice, everybody. This is seething, neurotic revenge. Revenge against Donald J. Trump for even daring to run for the presidency.
The Charlie Kirk Show, weeknights at 11 on AM 1280, The Patriot, Intelligent Radio.
The best and longest running conservative talk show in the Twin Cities is on AM 1280, The Patriot. You can join Mitch Berg, Brad Carlson, and Jack Tomczak for the Northern Alliance Radio Network every Saturday from 1 to 5 p.m. and Sunday afternoons from 1 to 3. The NARN will bring you the best in local and political and conservative talk. Today we're looking at partly sunny skies with a high near 45 degrees, and tonight we see mostly cloudy skies with a low around 23. Thanks everybody for tuning in to AM 1280, The Patriot.
Portions of the following program may have been pre-recorded.
This is the Northern Alliance Radio Network, the longest-running conservative talk show in the Twin Cities.
It's great to be back in Minnesota today.
Political analysis of the good, the bad, and the outright crazy. Now, here's your headline act, Mitch Berg.
Welcome back, Twin Cities and world. It's the Wind Beneath the Right Wing, the show that's making talk radio great again. The Northern Alliance Radio Network. My name is Mitch Berg. My blog is shotinthedark.info. My calendar says this is the first broadcast of year 21 of the Northern Alliance Radio Network, the longest-lasting conservative talk show, perhaps the longest-lasting non-good neighbor afternoon happy talk show in the history of Twin Cities radio of all kinds. I think we're kind of headed into that territory here. We, in this case, being myself, Jack Tomczak, the new guy, coming up from 3 to 5, and Brad Carlson, the closer, tomorrow from 1 to 3 here on AM 12A, The Patriot. And, of course, fellow NARN charter member King Banyan, Saturday mornings 9 to 11 on her sister station AM 1440, The Businessman. Together, we're the Northern Alliance Radio Network. They have to keep it to 8 hours a week just to make it fair. Otherwise, it would just be such a lopsided win for us in our dominance of all Twin Cities media, print, video, audio, podcast, stuff that hasn't even been invented yet. We dominate it. I mean, in advance, that's what we do. So we are the Northern Alliance. Anyway, where to start here today? Oh, big show coming up today. We're going to be talking with our Columbia Heights City Councilman, Katie Jacobs. She found herself at the wrong end of a what to all appearances looks to be a bit of a smear campaign. We're going to be talking about her bounce back from that here. And also we're going to be talking with 4th Congressional District Congressional candidate Maylor Zhang, old friend of the broadcast. She ran in 2022. She's running again up against Betty McCollum. In a just world, she would win by a 3-digit margin. The world is not just, and yet, if you didn't believe in miracles, you could not be a Republican in a place like St. Paul, as I am, as Maylor Zhang is, and as many of you are. So Let's believe in miracles. In fact, miracles are what happen when you believe in them and work your butt off for them. Fingers crossed. So much at stake this year. Every year they say this is the most important election of our lifetime. And they're never wrong. They all are, although I think there's a solid case to be made that 2012 was the most important election of our lifetime so far, and we lost. We, meaning anyone who cares about America. Yet, things are redeemable. It is our job to do exactly that. So, anyway, speaking of redeemable, the DFL in the legislature and in the city of Minneapolis has had a year that is not so far. Let's go back through a little bit of history here. We're going to go back a year or two to the state of California and a proposal called Prop 22, Proposition 22, which essentially forced ride-sharing companies to give benefits, and not just rideshare, but primarily rideshare companies like Uber and Lyft and some of the others, forced them to give benefits to independent contractor employees. Now, those of you who are conservatives likely have the faintest idea what an independent contractor is. It's someone who gets a 1099 form, someone who doesn't get their taxes withheld, who doesn't depend on their, is not the direct employee of their company. Is someone that the company pays to do a specialized job and then go away. Now, I have been an independent contractor, a contractor of various types, independent and otherwise, for most of my day job career. And it may surprise you to know that, 2 hours a week on the air does not pay off all my bills. I do actually have a day job from Monday to Friday, which occupies 40 to, I don't know, sometimes 50 or 60 hours of my week. And is where I actually earn my regular money, which I'm a full-time employee today, have been for a gratifyingly long time, longest I've ever been in one job. Before that, however, for a good 21 years before that, I spent most of my day job career as a contractor, much of it getting paid by 1099. In other words, billing a company for my services as an independent business, getting paid as such, kind of like you hire a plumber or a painter or an Uber driver, for example, someone who is supposed to do a particular job for you and then go about their business. Someone who remodels your house will be one of those as well, potentially here. Now, Prop 22 in California essentially caused app-based workers were stripped of their employee rights. The benefits package that the companies offered in exchange proved to be a mirage. In order to qualify, a promised health care stipend. By the way, I'm reading this from National Independent Investors Program .com, NEIP.com, .org, rather. Essentially, the state of California twisted Uber and Lyft and other ride-shared companies' arms into forcing them to give their employees benefits and to treat them as full-time employees. Again, after the proposition passed and app-based workers were stripped of their employee rights, the benefits package that the companies offered in exchange proved to be a mirage. In order to qualify for a promised health care stipend, for example, app-based workers need to be purchase a covered policy in advance and get enough work hours to qualify for the stipend. If they didn't, they had to pay the full cost of the premium. And despite the company's claims of guaranteed earnings, pay decreased for many ride, hail, and food delivery drivers after Prop 22 passed. Now, all this goes by way of saying that the DFL, in all things, is aping California. In all things, that they're trying to follow along California's lead in their race to the hard, far left. And over this past year, one of their particular, I don't know, delusions has been the idea that if you mandate paying employees a certain, quote, livable wage, that somehow it'll just happen. Somehow the company will figure out a way to do it, because profits are really just a symptom of greed. So if you barge into the company's boardroom and say, figure out a way, this is what we want, these are the results we want, just make it happen. We don't care about the details. We don't care about the, you have your business people, you have all the money anyway, just make it happen. And we see this in issue after issue when it comes to DFLs. For example, Minneapolis, I believe, Representative Mike Norton did a video, took a GoPro apparently of his ride around Lake of the Isles, the warehouse, Lake of the Isles bike path this past week. And he was talking about, it's a nice bikeable place. But, boy, some of the trails on the back half of Lake of the Isles are kind of rough and bumpy. And, boy, we should really make those smooth, like the other side of Lake of the Isles, which is paved more recently, as if pavement in a coldish climate like Minnesota doesn't start off with a couple strikes against it. And the idea is that like a spoiled two-year-old, they only know what they want. They want what they want, and they want it now. And they don't care how you make it happen. Like a two-year-old, not even a spoiled two-year-old, the two-year-old says, it's dinner time, I'm hungry, you make the food happen. I mean, if it's close to dinner time, you gradually teach your child to have manners, but if you're smart and on top of things, nobody was this with anybody in the DFL, because the DFL's way of approaching things that people want or need is to say, we'll pass a law and we'll take leave the details up to you. We want a smorgasbord of spending. There's some money out there. We're going to take it. And by the way, making that not be a deficit in 4 years, that's not our problem. We want it. We need it. And by the way, they mix up wants and needs pretty profligately. And we're just going to make it happen. And so, it's your job, by the way, Mr. Greedy Business People, Mr. and Mrs. Citizen and Taxpayer. It's your job to make this happen. And if you don't, you clearly hate the children or the bikers or the immigrants or whatever. Whoever it is that they're pitting you against. Anyway, Minneapolis City Council voted on minimum wages for independent contractor drivers, has officially driven Lyft out of Minneapolis and Uber out of both of the cities. A friend of my blog emailed me with the initial reaction that was pretty close to my own. I'm just going to read this. Minneapolis City Council doesn't understand a lot. They want affordable options, but they want to be paid high wages. It doesn't always work that way. And by the way, if you think Uber and Lyft are making a pile of money, well, yeah, they are. Or at least in theory, they should be. But part of it is built on keeping labor costs under control. That being said, Uber and Lyft were never affordable here in the Twin Cities like they were elsewhere, because the market here doesn't support it like it might in cities with higher density populations. It's true. Ubers in San Francisco cost a lot less than they did here per mile travel. Anyway, article mentioned that Seattle and New York City have passed similar policies in recent years and increased wages for ride-hailing drivers, and Uber and Lyft still operate in the cities, which is true. But the cost to use those services was lower to start with because they actually could make money there. So they're likely still making money even if passengers are paying more to ride. I bet those services are barely making it here as it was. Well, that's clearly the case. It's not hard to drive most places. It's not even all that expensive. By the way, despite the best efforts of the Minneapolis and St. Paul City Councils, you can still find a parking place, although it's not nearly as convenient as it used to be. As my correspondent wrote, the downtowns of Minneapolis and St. Paul are mostly dead anyway, so who's using Lyft and Uber at this stage anymore? As far as I can tell, the council's stupid ordinance has just gave them an excuse to pull out. And that was kind of what I thought. It was just yet another case of a progressive city council demanding the world violate the laws of economics to give them what we want right now. Now! But wait, there's more. Oh, yes, there is. It's the current DFL, so you always have to check to see if there's an ulterior motive floating around involving, well, when in doubt, assume that it involves transferring wealth from the taxpayer to the DFL's nonprofit government industrial complex farm club. And of course there is. There can be no other way. Senator Omar Fateh of Minneapolis, in response to someone who said it's time for a Minneapolis municipal rideshare app, Omar Fateh pointed out, Senators Dibble, Marty, Hoffman, and I formed a working group last fall. Tense agreement, Senator Fateh. Senators Dibble, Marty, Hoffman, and I are forming a working group last fall brainstorming on a state-run developed rideshare app. Oh, good. more state-run programs to provide for something that the free market already provided, but the city had to screw up. By the way, if you watch lefty social media today, you see all sorts of people say, well, if you can't run a business paying your workers a fair share, you shouldn't be in business. That's really not how it works. But if it were, you should really take that up with, oh, I don't know, all those Democrat nonprofits who are paying all their people garbage wages to go door to door to try and raise money and phone bank and all the and work on campaign literature stuff. You know what I'm getting at. You know what I'm getting at. We're not done yet. Northern Alliance Radio Network, AM 12A, The Patriot. Go nowhere. We'll be right back.
Looking to make a difference? Volunteer for your local fire department. Join a family that will serve with you, always have your back, and train you to be the best version of yourself. Visit makemeafirefighter.org.
We all know that aches and pains come with simply getting older, but it doesn't mean you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about a special lady, Leah from Ohio, and her Relief Factor story. One Sunday, Leah was sitting on the couch in so much pain, she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. Just 8 days later, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. To quote her, she said, "I am truly amazed at this product. Like me, who after nine, almost 10 years, almost a decade of low back pain, lost that pain thanks to Relief Factor. If you're living with aches and pain, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, could help you feel and live better every day. Get the three-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. It all comes with a feel better or your money back guarantee. That number, 1-800-4-RELIEF. ReliefFactor.com.
Are you ready to soak away the stress of the day? Introducing the ultimate relaxation solution, the Dominion L740 hot tub for half price. Sink into the warm embrace of a luxurious five-seat hot tub, plus one lounger with neck and shoulder jets to massage the stress away, underwater ambience lighting to set the mood. Transform your backyard into your personal oasis. Claim the station's half-price deal now. Call 651-405-8800 or email office at salemtc.com.
More than 200 members of Congress are standing up for AM radio listeners. I'm Brandon Tatum. The AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act will keep AM radio in cars, because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to pass this critical legislation now, or visit dependonam.com for more information. Message and data rates may apply, and you may text STOP to STOP.
Quit smoking, chew, and vaping with this half-price offer from the Biz 1440 and breathe freedom from nicotine. Get one program for just $250. That's half price for the faster, easier, and more effective way to quit smoking. There's a limited number of these half-off deals available. It's just $250 for one person, meaning you could save thousands this year. Call the Biz 1440 today at 651-405-8800. That's 651-405-8800.
If you can snap your fingers, you can find this radio station. The next time you want to listen to us, your smartphone is now your smart radio. We're always on. It's as simple as this. Alexa, play The Patriot, Minneapolis. That's play The Patriot, Minneapolis.
AM 12A, The Patriot, Northern Alliance Radio Network. Hey, don't forget, Freedom Fan Club members get premium content and on-demand access to their favorite local shows. Just click podcast at am12athepatriot.com. There you get access to deep archives of interviews, conversations with the big happenings of the week, and other hot stuff. Go to am12athepatriot.com, click on podcasts, including this very broadcast. 651-289-4488, the number to call should you care to join us. By the way, coming up later on the broadcast, Katie Jacobs will be joining us, Columbia Heights City Councilwoman, talking about, some interesting shenanigans there. And, of course, Mei-Lor Zhang, GOP candidate for the United States Congress in the 4th Congressional District. She'll be joining us in the next hour, so stick around for that. Anyway, so what we have here is either in Minneapolis, where the city of Minneapolis has basically said, we're going to require you to pay contract workers, who, by the way, get paid depending on to some extent how many rides call them, how many rides they show up for, how long they drive, how far they drive people. Surge pricing certainly gives them a benefit. If there's a lot of demand, the price goes up. And essentially, the more you hustle, the more you make. You can make respectable. I have people who work Lyft and Uber, and they make it's a respectable side hustle. I don't know anybody who's making a full-time living at it. I don't think anyone ever intended to be a full-time living. Like the vast majority of minimum wage jobs, they were never intended to be jobs you support a family on. And overwhelmingly, they are not. As of 2016, the last year I looked at the stats, the average minimum wage earner lived in a household with an average income of $76,000, which means that people who earn minimum wage are overwhelmingly either working second jobs or are kids living at home with their parents who actually pay the bills. To the DFL, if you're earning a wage, you deserve to be able to retire on it with a pension. Well, except they're going to require someone else to provide all that for you. And that would be one part of it. The DFL just stomping their feet and said, give us what we want, evil big business people. And there is certainly some of that. But two things can be true at the same time. As the news came out that Uber and Lyft were pulling out, and by the way, Uber's pulling out of the entire, both Minneapolis and St. Paul. Lyft is going to be ceasing operations in Minneapolis proper. They won't pick up or drop off in Minneapolis. Interestingly, they will remain active, both will remain active in the suburbs and driving to and from the airport, just not to Minneapolis for Lyft or either city for Uber. So you just figure this is a business, say, okay, you've just cut into our margin. We are done with you. And a fair chunk of leftist social media is going, oh, you guys are just a bunch of crybabies. Because I think to be a DFLer means you have never passed economics 101 and have never developed any critical thinking skills. Again, that's just my rash opinion. I mean no disrespect in saying that. But DFLers are basically herd animals who can't do economics, never run businesses larger than coffee shops, and have no critical thinking skills. And I say that with all due love and respect. But a fella, a blowhard on social media said, I think it's time for a Minneapolis municipal rideshare app. And to which, again, as we pointed out in the last hour, Senator Omar Fateh of Minneapolis said, Senators Dibble, Marty Hoffman, and I, oh boy, I mean, for starters, Scott Dibble and John Marty. You remember perhaps some of the TV shows and movies from the 1960s where you'd have the hipsters doing the beach party and you'd have some old square wander down to the beach and try and act like they're hipsters. Or perhaps the movie Goodfellas, where Morty the toupee salesman starts trying to hang out with the mobsters and tries way too hard. Scott Dibble and John Marty remind me of that. They're the guys who were 30 years older than the rest of the crowd around them, but still want people to think they're part of the cool kids because, of course, they're trying not to get primaried back into whatever life they had outside of politics. Not that any of them have ever had that. But Dibble, Marty, Hoffman, and Fateh are looking into a state-run and developed rideshare app. Oh, this ought to be so good. Now, my day job involves working in software design and engineering. I work with engineers, and the engineers I work with have a saying: quality, on time, and under budget. You get to pick two. You can get quality software on time, but it's going to cost you. You can get on time and under budget, but you're going to sacrifice quality. You see where we're going with this. A state-run and developed rideshare app would necessarily be developed by the infamous MinIT, Minnesota Information Technology, which is distinguished by being perhaps the worst software development operation that isn't part of a sitcom and thereby fictional. This could be a sitcom. These are the people who gave us MinLARS, the Minnesota licensing system, the driver's license system and title management system, which came in so it made the Southwest Light Rail line look efficient in comparison. These are the people who gave us Minsure, the website that did not ever really, the little website that couldn't, but did cost a lot of money. And in fact, so as regards the engineering aphorism, the MinIT version of that is quality, on time, or under budget. Pick one. And by the way, pick a third date with Anna Kendrick while you're at it for all the good it'll do you, because you're going to get none of them. No quality, no on time, no anywhere near budget for you if you're a customer of MinIT. But that's not the purpose. The purpose is not to get people to their appointments. The purpose is not to let people who had a few too many get home without being arrested. The purpose of all DFL legislation is to find a way to transfer more wealth from you, the taxpayer, to them, the government and the nonprofit industrial complex that they run. And when you understand that, it all makes perfect sense. 651-289-4488. Let's go to Tom in St. Paul. You're on the Northern Alliance Radio Network. Go right ahead.
Yeah, Mitch. So what are the employees of Lyft and Uber saying about us? Do they want this? Has there been a poll or any discussion about
if there has been a poll?
This? Just the city of Minneapolis.
If there has been a poll, I haven't seen it. What you have seen in the media, but thanks for your call. In the media, what you've seen is a group of drivers who have gathered under the banner of, I don't know, rideshare drivers for fair wages or some other such blandishment, who have been gotten together. I'm going to say fairly transparently from my perspective, as a DFL front group, as a nonprofit that is aligned in every possible way with the DFL, they say, hey, we want minimum wage. We want fair working conditions. This is part of the DFL strategy, as we discussed before the call, of demanding what they want and relying on the grownups to actually figure out how to make it work. And so whether the majority of Uber and Lyft drivers understand this or not is an open question. If there is a poll, it's certainly not been available to the public that I've seen. I'm certainly more than willing to be set straight on that, but I haven't seen anything. If there had been, I'm going to suspect that they were probably someone had their finger on the scale to tilt it towards the preferred outcome, which is what they got. So I'm not aware of any polls that were anything other than public relations for the whole idea of forcing a minimum wage of 50, I think it was $15.57 an hour onto Uber and Lyft drivers. Now, I'm going to go out on a short, sturdy limb and guess that the taxi lobby in Minneapolis, which has been hitting hard times for the last decade as Uber and Lyft has slurped up a good chunk of their revenue and has been completely unsuccessful in challenging that with its own taxi lobby app. I think it's called iHail, and I've tried to use it a couple times, and it's never worked. It might even be a MinIT it works well enough to have been a MinIT project. So there is that. However, it actually deployed, so maybe not. It's probably something private sector, probably something done. I could take my guesses. I won't do that. It's garbage. Lyft and Uber, say what you will about, I don't like riding either, but I have. And yeah, it's a better experience than dealing with any cab company I've dealt with in the Twin Cities. I mean, they don't always show up on time. There's not always a ride available, but I have not. I've had a better user experience all in all going on Uber and Lyft than I did going through calling one of the phone company, one of the cab companies on the phone and trying to arrange a ride, or and any of those were better than trying to use the iHail app, which flat out didn't work. Nothing. If you managed to get iHail to work, let me know. You must know something. I took it off my phone. It was just I had to assume it was maybe spyware. I have no idea. No, it wasn't spyware, but it was useless. Anyway, but I have a hunch it will wind up being useful before Dibble Marty Hoffman Fateware will ever, what do we call it? Dibble Ride. That's it. The Marty Ride. The Marty Mobile. No, it'll work before any of those work. But again, none of this is intended to actually make people's lives easier or pay more money to lower income gig workers who are doing this as a side hustle. No, this is out there to enforce dependence and find a way to transfer more money from you, the taxpayer, to they, the government, and the nonprofit industrial complex that supports them. KT Jacobs joins us next on the Northern Alliance Radio Network. Go nowhere. We will be right back.
Your children and grandchildren are inheriting a world that's more upside down than ever before. They'll need extraordinary skills to make a positive impact. A Christian education will give them the solid foundation they need to not only endure, but thrive. And that education is available for half off their first year through TwinCitiesTuitions.com. To see our full list of participating schools and to see if the half off tuitions program is a good fit for your family, go to TwinCitiesTuitions.com. That's TwinCitiesTuitions.com.
Retirement doesn't have to be complicated. Are you sick of all the fancy charts and investment mumbo-jumbo thrown at you to justify the Wall Street fees you're being charged? It's not the size of your nest egg that matters, but rather the income it can produce. Hi, I'm Mitch Lyons, best-selling author and star in a brand new Hollywood documentary called The Retirement Deception. In this film, we traveled over 20,000 miles interviewing real Americans who have retired successfully with a great lifestyle and peace of mind. They share their stories on how they get more retirement income with the same dollar saved, and the money is never at risk if the market crashes. That's right. If the market crashes 30%, you lose nothing. Even the super wealthy are shifting money into this new strategy because it increases their retirement income or can allow them to stop working years sooner. So if you are over 50 and want a bigger, better, stress-free retirement, call today to speak to a specialist and get a free copy of this brand new movie, The Retirement Deception. Call 888-365-1409. This is a $30 value, but when you call today, you get it completely free. So don't delay. Call right now, 888-365-1409. That's 888-365-1409.
Master Pool and Spa St. Patrick's Day Sale. Save a lot of green now through March 17th. Right now, save $2,000 on hot tubs and an incredible $5,000 off swim spas. Now is the best time to build the backyard oasis of your dreams and make your neighbors green with envy. This sale is too good to pass up. We have spas for any backyard or budget from Minnesota's largest spa dealer. Hurry, this is a limited time offer. Take delivery tomorrow, next week, next month, or next season. Get $2,000 off 6 to 8 person hot tubs or $5,000 off swim spas from 11 to over 19 feet. Transform your backyard in one day. Spend quality time with your kids, family, and friends. All our spas are built right here in the USA. Find your pot of gold now through St. Patrick's Day at Master Pool and Spa, 394 in Louisiana, St. Louis Park. Call 952-253-0665. 952-253-0665. Be sure to tell them you heard it on The Patriot.
There are over 5 million podcasts out there with over 70 million episodes between them. But let's face it, only a few have the Salem stamp of approval. Before getting lost in that jungle, find the ones we recommend at SalemPodcastNetwork.com or the app. Find Charlie Kirk, Dinesh D'Souza, Trish Reagan, Jenna Ellis, and Dennis and Julie, and tons more. We vet their content so you don't have to. And the nice thing is this, just like this radio station, they're always on message. SalemPodcastNetwork.com.
AM 12A, The Patriot, the Northern Alliance Radio Network, 651-289-4488, the number to call. Hey, don't forget, Patriot half-off deals gets you, guess how much? If you're a DFLer, I may have to tell you, half off, hello? Okay, 50% or more of great products and services here in the Twin Cities. Right now, you can get half off on Stillwater Balloons, half off private air, hot air balloon rides for two over the St. Croix River Valley all the way through this year. Five of them are available. I think some of them are still available. Anyway, check it out. We're talking the Patriot Half-Off Deals Program. Go to am1280thepatriot.com. Click on the Half-Off Deals icon or call 651-405-8800. Beverage is not provided on the balloon ride. 651-289-4488 should you care to join us, and I hope you do. Joseph Stalin, actually, I think it was Lavrenti Beria, once said, no, it was Stalin. I've been watching Bill Whittle's History of the Red Terror, And it's either, everything ties back to either Stalin, Lenin, or Beria. Anyway, one of them, I'm positive it was Stalin, said, show me the man, I'll show you the crime. Woke America has taken this advice on issue after issue after issue. Show them the non-progressive, or even in case some progressives, hello, J.K. Rowling, and we will show you the crime. With us with an apparent episode of something very much like this is our next guest, Columbia Heights City Councilwoman Katie Jacobs. Katie, welcome to the broadcast today.
Thank you for having me.
Tell us a little bit about yourself. Let's introduce yourself to the audience here.
Was elected in for a four-year term, and in the end of July 2022, I was accused of making a two-hour and 17-minute phone call to then-candidate Justice Spriggs, in which I was accused of making racist comments.
We'll come back to the motivations for this in a moment here, but just walk us through the story. First of all, how long were you on the Columbia? How long have you been on the Columbia Heights City Council?
I'm finishing my fourth year.
Fourth year. Okay. So, and you were the incumbent, and you, for some reason, had a conversation with a candidate, presumably a candidate who doesn't like you much for some reason.
I didn't know him at the time, but okay. I got to know him.
I bet you did. What was the context of this call?
It was made by a family member. I did not make the call.
Okay.
And I was not home at the time. I took full responsibility for it. Happened on my watch. I thought that was the right thing to do. I thought I was stepping forward in a transparent and a responsible manner.
Okay.
And it didn't work for me.
So a 2-hour and 17-minute phone call in which allegations were made, and you say it was a member of your family that made the
Correct.
Call. So as you're putting, you wasn't even you making the alleged racist comments.
Correct.
So in most parts of the world, especially parts of the world not run by the woke mafia, that's something you settle and say, okay, sorry, or sorry about the misunderstanding, or oops, that relative who made the phone or was on the phone and I are going to have some words, or shut up and go away, and things are settled. But this is Minnesota, the home of the administrative state. How did the story develop after this?
When I had realized what had happened in my absence, and I confronted the family member and got a lot of denial, this happened on a Sunday morning.
Yeah.
On Monday, I reached out to Mr. Spriggs wanting to have a conversation with him, saying that he got a phone call from my number.
Yeah.
And he didn't respond to me. We had a council meeting that night, and we have community forum at the very end of the meeting, and he came forward and did not name me, but talked about getting this phone call, and racist comments were made to him or about him. I immediately went after the meeting. I walked up to him, asked him a third time, the second time, if I could meet him out in the hallway, if we could talk, and he said no, and I says, what about tomorrow, and he said no. So three strikes, it kind of put the writing on the wall. Immediately after the meeting, I went to the city manager and the city attorney and explained to them what had taken place. And from there, it just went downhill.
Yeah. I mean, Columbia Heights is one of the northern burbs that are basically chasing after Minneapolis in terms of going, me too, when it comes to being crazy and far out and to the left here, and the entire woke mafia would seem to have taken over what used to be a fairly sane, sensible, blue collar Eastern European community. All right. And then it started. Then you get into the system here. What were the proceedings after Mr. Spriggs? Okay. What was the process that ensued?
The city manager informed the council that they had a couple of options, one of them being that they could censor me and remove me from liaisons, but they didn't have any power to do anything beyond that.
Right.
So that took place. They did have the power to demand or request a vote for an investigation.
Right.
That followed. During the investigation, it was I went in it with full transparency and the expectation that it would be handled appropriately. And in that investigation, the only witness was my accuser's father.
Okay.
And
what was his involvement? Was he on the phone?
Apparently, there's no recording that's ever been produced.
Huh.
And his father apparently was at his home that morning, and they listened to this long phone call.
So they recorded it.
No, they did not.
Oh, so they had it on speaker or someone?
Must have been on speaker.
Yeah. Okay.
And the question that has always struck me as I've gone through this process is, you know, Mr. Spriggs was married and had a small child, and his wife, you would assume would be home. She was a teacher. She's a teacher in the school district.
Right.
So on a Sunday morning, you would think that she would be home. Why wasn't his wife part of this? She's never uttered a word about anything. And ironically, it was his father who happened to stop by during this period and witness this phone call.
Okay. So just by pure luck, father is – and by the way, father was ostensibly sitting around in the house on a Sunday morning for – 2 hours and 17 minutes. That seems oddly specific to me. I can't.
The phone call was 2 hours and 17 minutes.
Yes.
But the question that keeps coming back to me is who stays, if you're being insulted, who stays on a phone for 2 hours and 17 minutes?
Yeah. I mean, it's, I have questions.
Yeah.
I would have questions. And by the way, Mr. Spriggs, elder and younger, I'd be more than happy to offer you equal time here. Please pass the word. Have your people call my people. I am my people. So, all right. So the complaint makes its way into the city bureaucracy. What happened then?
And the investigation takes place. During that investigation, I was asked about additional comments that I supposedly made while watching one of the campaign forums.
Okay.
And when I was confronted with making more racist comments, I said, absolutely not. I was not told what the comments were.
Right.
I didn't find that out until the investigation came forward weeks or a month or so later, the actual report. Had I been told, I was talking about, I made the comments, but they were about other electeds at the state level, and it was about their voting records. It was not nearly, it was making the comment that Mary Kunesh is focused on Native American things. Ilhan is focused on
Somali issues,
and,
yeah.
And Sandra Feist is a immigration attorney.
Right.
So every elected official always comes with their passion.
That's
what moves us to run for election.
And the DFL are fairly obviously assigned to bits and pieces of turf. I mean, Feist is the immigration woman. Gomez is the tax lady. Morrison is the abortion czarina. That's what they do. They have their piece of turf that they cover. So, I mean, that is a fact.
Yeah. I mean, this was just factual information. It certainly wasn't in any way. I didn't consider it to be any kind of a racist comment. However, I was never told what these comments were. I probably could have explained better in that investigation had that been the case.
Yeah. So I'm assuming this was this investigation, as you refer to it, was, by the way, carried out by the City of Columbia Heights.
Paid for by the City of Columbia Heights. An independent investigator.
Independent investigator. And I'm assuming this person followed the full. First of all, is it an administrative law investigation, or is this involved with the court system in any way, shape, or form?
No court system. I was not under oath. There's an expectation that you're going to be honest, and I said, well, of course. I had nothing to hide.
Right. And they followed the due process of law, and I'm sure they gave you a chance to cross-examine the witness and let you call it. You're shaking your head no. What? Hard to believe that a woke kangaroo court, from the sound of it, would not follow any shred of civil procedure when it comes to handling matters like this.
I was questioned by the investigator, and let me say that at the time the council made the decision to go forward with the investigation, the attorney who was attending, I believe from the League of Cities, had stated that the only thing that could be investigated was the phone call. No character witnesses, no comments from the community, either for or against either side.
Right.
But yet these other comments, which were weeks later or at different time, were brought forward in a part of the conversation.
So, by the way, do you have representation in this?
Didn't need it.
You didn't need it.
Didn't need it.
You always need it. You always
lawyer. Looking back, I was very naive.
I watch everything to do with the law these days. You lawyer up if you're accused of jaywalking for a crime. I cannot watch true crime shows anymore because like, moron, lawyer up. I don't care if you did it. Lawyer. Anyway, okay. No, I used to feel the same way, and now, yeah, no, everyone's got to be a constitutional lawyer these days.
Yeah.
It's insane. And yeah, so, all right.
So moving forward,
yes.
They went to, in May, the end of May 2023, they finally come forward with a recall effort.
Oh, and by the way, during this time, I do remember the story breaking and local news and social media covered it with all the even-handed grace one expects a left-leaning media to do. I mean, they say, yeah, come on, what's going on in Columbia Heights? Is there, what, a Nuremberg rally going on up there by the Hilltop Water Tower? No, not quite. Anyway, so we move onward here.
We move on to the recall, which had we are a charter city. So there's certain things allowed that the charter is allowed to govern itself. And you cannot contradict or ignore higher law.
Right.
And they did that.
Okay.
The things that were required as part of the recall petition itself were not followed. There was a lot of things left off. There were one of the things that comes to mind was if anybody circulating that petition must attach, take their pages that they've circulated and attach an affidavit that says you're taking responsibility for this being true information. These were registered voters and they all did this in good faith.
Huh.
That did not happen. After the fact, they submitted, I heard, 40 sheets that were a part of that process to be added, not to the pages that were circulated by those individuals,
mm-hmm.
but ironically, the person the notary who approved those sheets was a wife of one of the people who were heading up the recall election.
Shut my mouth. Okay, so here we're all heading towards a recall election. We have to take a quick break. Let's talk about that and the legal proceedings since then. And most importantly, what happens going forward from the 651-289-4488, the number to call should you wish to talk to KT Jacobs, and I hope you do. 651-289-4488. Go nowhere. We'll be right back.
What is dedication?
People ask, how your children learn how to ride a bike and you didn't. I just created an environment where they taught themselves and all I had to do was be there.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
We're in dire need of roofing and siding. My name is Steve from White Bear Lake. This was my first opportunity to do business with JTR Roofing. They installed vinyl siding on my home. In addition, they also put a new roof on my house. In their contract, they had written up where if there was any overages or any rotten wood, they were very descriptive on what the overages would be if there were going to be any. So it was always a worst-case scenario, which is good for a homeowner because then you can kind of prepare for that. They were really good to work with. Nice guys. You know, I think they're fair. Fair pricing. Their guys communicate well. Looking at the shingle warranties, they seem to be better than some of the other warranties we were seeing from the other contractors. The workers that they had at our house were very respectful. They cleaned up. We see them around the community. I truly believe that they do have your best interests at heart when going through a major project like this. I mean, there's a lot of moving parts to it, and I think they did a really good job with explaining all of that to me.
For siding, windows, and roofing, contact JTR Roofing online at jtrroofinginc.com. That's jtrroofinginc.com.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. Wounded Warrior Project was created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war, whether those scars are physical or mental. Wounded Warrior Project. We never leave a fallen warrior behind. Ever. Learn more about what we do at woundedwarriorproject.org.
Are you the parent of a 2 to 7-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the Parents' Choice Award-winning online learning program that's actually changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/radio to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/radio. Sponsored by Age of Learning.
Quit smoking now with this exclusive half-price offer from The Patriot and Breathe. Freedom from nicotine. Get one program for $250. That's half price. Breathe is the faster, easier, more effective way to quit smoking and start saving. There are a limited number of these half-off deals available. That's $250 for one program from The Patriot and Breathe Laser Therapy. You can quit smoking in just 60 minutes this week. Call The Patriot at 651-405-8800.
GodTube.com. Inspiration, comedy, music, faith, and fun. Get the best of GodTube every morning and start your day with a smile. Great faith-based videos sent to your inbox daily when you subscribe at GodTube.com, a division of Salem Media Group.
AM 12A, The Patriot, the Northern Alliance Radio Network, 651-289-4488, the number to call should you care to join us. By the way, this is the Northern Alliance Radio Network. Entering year 21 of dominating all Twin Cities media. Along with Jack Tomczak, Brad Carlson, and King Banyan. You just look at the schedule. We're all on. Jack Tomczak coming up at 3 o'clock. Brad Carlson tomorrow. Either way, 20 years strong, literally longer than any radio show in town that wasn't on The Good Neighbor talking about sports and Ole and Lena. I mean, once you get out of the Ole and Lena category, we're the big kahuna. And that's because we dominate all Twin Cities media, not just radio, not just print, all of it. Anyway, so we're talking with Katie Jacobs, Columbia Heights City Councilwoman, who we're coming to your so no due process, single witness, no representation for you, no witnesses, no cross-examination. This is and by the way, to defend yourself, you had to engage a lawyer yourself under your own out of your own pocket, as Malcolm Feely said. The process is the punishment. I mean, this is the way the system breaks down, wears out, and impoverishes those that it can't just flat out get rid of.
Yeah.
So that's where we're at here right now. So we're getting into the legal system now.
Well, about $30,000 later, we went to the district court. That judge sided with the city. We then went to the state Supreme Court, and they determined that there was no level of malfeasance, which is the state's standard, to be able to do a recall election.
Okay.
So, and this is affecting everybody. I'm not the only one going through this. This is rampant across the state. And of the 100-plus charter cities which have a recall clause in their charter, which represents, by the way, 94% of the population in the state of Minnesota.
Right.
100-plus cities.
Wow.
It's pretty significant.
Yeah.
That's a big block of voters and people who are eligible to make their voices heard.
Yeah, it is. So you went to the lower courts. The lower court held for the city. Then you went to the Minnesota Supreme Court, which, by the way, just lost its last Republican member, the great Barry Jacobs. Barry Anderson.
Barry Anderson.
No relation to either of us. And what happened at the Minnesota Supreme Court?
It was interesting. You know, a lot of questions about the malfeasance issue. At one point, asking the attorney representing the city, the Chief Justice had said, if this were malfeasance, wouldn't you agree that this is on the outer perimeter of that definition? And the city's attorney said, yeah, I guess it's probably out there on the border. I'd have to agree with that. That was very striking to me, and I think probably weighed heavily. One of the comments by the Supreme Court was that we've never done this, we've never stopped an election before, but if we don't, we could be inundated with these types of cases.
Interesting. Well, we'll talk about that when we come back, but we have a couple of calls. Let's go to Minneapolis. Ramona, welcome to the Northern Alliance Radio Network. You're on the air with Katie Jacobs.
Knowing that this went to the Supreme Court, I'm just wondering, how much is this all costing? What is KT having to pay to defend herself?
Interesting question. A lawyer's time is his stock and trade, KT Jacobs. What's the tab so far?
We're bumping up towards $30,000, and if we can't get any sanctions for some of that cost being covered by the city, then we would probably have to end up in the appellate court, which is going to be more money.
Oh, wow. So the proceedings are continuing onwards here, or
possibly.
Okay, so you're basically talking about the slapback suit, trying to get some money back out of the state. So
it wouldn't be restitution for me. It would just simply be for reducing some of those attorney's fees.
Yeah.
And the other piece of it, of course, is that a lot of the community members are talking about this being a $30,000 election,
yeah,
but that doesn't include the attorney costs on their part. And also all of the other other costs that work into that. It's probably $50,000 or more just for the city.
Holy.
And that's coming from the taxpayers.
Yeah, and Columbia Heights historically needs to watch where its money's coming and going. I do recall that much. Let's go to Columbia Heights of all places. Josh, you're on the air with Katie Jacobs.
Hey, you know what? I just want to remind everybody that the city of Columbia Heights has their own city attorney. And he was hired by Barna Guzzi Law Firm, and they did their own investigation. They hired a company called, I think it's Red Cedar or something, that they found that KT had actually lied, that in fact they were dubious about whether or not this relative actually existed, and that they just straight up said that you lied about that.
Well, the relative is Mr. Spriggs. It's the only relative we have involved in this. Sorry. I see what you're saying here. So responses to that allegation, Katie Jacobs.
There's nothing that was brought into the investigation that they could prove that I was even on the phone. And it should have been my word against his word, and maybe a stalemate at best.
It is interesting that they just the proof, the level of evidence needed in these sort of administrative hearings is not even clear and convincing evidence.
Correct.
I mean, it's not a preponderance. It's I don't even know if it comes up to the level of clear and convincing evidence. Well, and it's all being tried in the court of public opinion anyway, as we've seen just now.
And it goes back to the state definition of malfeasance. There was no malfeasance for them to be even to take action. You need a level of malfeasance in order to have a recall.
And by the way, Josh from Columbia Heights mentioned a law firm that carried out its own investigation. I'd really like to see if anyone has been able to cross-examine or question or query the people who were involved in this investigation, or, quote, investigation, end quote, as the case may be, and check into their facts. I mean, you can come up with a lawyer who will come up with any answer you want. I mean, it'd be interesting to see. It'd be interesting to ask some of the people behind these reports like this, drill into some of what they're talking about here. And of course, that opportunity seems to have been pretty scarce in these proceedings, Katie Jacobs.
I didn't have a lot of latitude or whether it was because of the position I was put in or the actual ability to come back and have the fortitude to ask a lot of these questions.
So we have about a minute left here.
Mm-hmm.
What do you want to see come out of this whole fracas?
You know, part of my cause would be at least to get some of these fees covered by people who support me or support this process, the lack of process that were used, and that I'm not the only one in this position. There are people across the state who are facing the same thing. When we had our press conference in September, I got an email that morning from somebody who'd heard the report on the news the night before and had reached out, and she had been censored twice within less than a year and is now under an investigation.
Yeah.
And she was from another community, and I'm not going to divulge that because that's up to her to step forward. But people are afraid to come forward because they're afraid it's going to be even worse.
The DFL machine, and it may not be the party itself, but the nonprofits that work with them are doing a land office business in basically scaring people out of opposing them for any reason. I know people who have declined to run for higher office because they're worried about what will happen to their families in terms of reputation. Katie Jacobs, we'll have to discuss this further. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you
today.
Very much.
Maylor Zhang joins us right after the break. Go nowhere. Northern Alliance, AM 1280, The Patriot.
The basics about financial literacy provides confidence in your investing decisions. Knowledge to make better decisions with or without an advisor empowers you to take control of your financial future. With the right skills, you are the best steward of your own money. Learn more today at a free in-center or virtual investing class at Online Trading Academy, 952-814-4410. Again, 952-814-4410, or go to learnwithota.com.
We all know that aches and pains come with simply getting older, but it doesn't mean you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about a special lady, Leah from Ohio, and her Relief Factor story. One Sunday, Leah was sitting on the couch in so much pain, she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. Just 8 days later, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. To quote her, she said, "I am truly amazed at this product. Like me, who after 9, almost 10 years, almost a decade of low back pain, lost that pain thanks to Relief Factor. If you're living with aches and pain, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, could help you feel and live better every day. Get the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. It all comes with a feel better or your money back guarantee. That number, 1-800, the number 4, RELIEF, relieffactor.com.
Master Pool and Spa St. Patrick's Day Sale. Save a lot of green now through March 17th. Right now, save $2,000 on hot tubs and an incredible $5,000 off swim spas. Now is the best time to build the backyard oasis of your dreams and make your neighbors green with envy. This sale is too good to pass up. We have spas for any backyard or budget from Minnesota's largest spa dealer. Hurry, this is a limited time offer. Take delivery tomorrow, next week, next month, or
next season. Get $2,000 off 6 to 8 person hot tubs or $5,000 off swim spas from 11 to over 19 feet. Transform your backyard in one day. Spend quality time with your kids, family, and friends. All our spas are built right here in the USA. Find your pot of gold now through St. Patrick's Day at Master Pool and Spa, 394 in Louisiana, St. Louis Park. Call 952-253-0665. 952-253-0665. Be sure to tell them you heard it on The Patriot.
The Your Daily Prayer podcast provides timeless truths from God's Word to guide you through every day. Prayers for your hardest days and happiest ones. Prayers for when you wake up and when you lay down. We want to help you experience a richer prayer life today. Download Your Daily Prayer podcast on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Or go to yourdailyprayer.com. That's yourdailyprayer.com.
AM 1280, the Patriot.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.